President Donald Trump is backing up his unfounded claim that millions of illegal votes were cast for his opponent with a commission to investigate voter fraud. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that many lawmakers from our region are dubious of the commission, and some Republicans wonder if it's a top priority.
The vice president and other top Republican officials are investigating voter fraud. They sent a request to states for sensitive voter data, which even many Republican governors, like Chris Christie of New Jersey, rebuffed. While the White House rescinded that request, as it's being challenged in the courts, New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says the commission is aimed at voter suppression.
And instead of leaning forward and dealing with real issues that are threatening American elections, like the Russians, they are instead creating sham commissions like this. None of us can afford to be silent at this moment.
Booker's introduced legislation called the Anti-Voter Suppression Act, which would bar federal dollars from going to the commission.
Every one of our taxpayer dollars that is spent on this sham of a commission is a waste of precious resources and would also lend credibility to this dangerous and absurd crusade.
Booker cites a 2014 study by a Loyola Law professor who found a mere 31 cases of voter fraud from 2010 to 2014. Mind you, more than 1 billion votes were cast in that period. Booker says the commission is looking to deprive people of their civil right to go to the polls, for which many African Americans fought.
And so every generation of Americans has been engaged in a fight to expand access to the polls. Champions, heroes, names we don't know of people that lined up to fight for the right to vote.
Republicans in the region are fine with the commission, though. New Jersey's Leonard Lance says it can't do any harm to investigate voter fraud.
I think that there may have been some voter fraud, but I do not think that it was widespread.
Still, Lance does not think it's a pressing topic.
I want to make sure that the voting process is as secure as possible, but my own belief is that there's not widespread voting fraud.
Democrats are up in arms over the effort, though. Philadelphia Congressman Dwight Evans says President Trump is up to no good.
You can't trust this administration. I think that's very clear. And to talk about influencing, you know, the states. Look, I come out of a state legislature, and the states are responsible for conducting elections, not the national government.
Evans accuses the moderate Republicans from our region, who are quietly endorsing the commission, of being hypocritical.
Now, that flies in opposition to what Republicans who normally always talk about, the power in the hands of the state. That's like inconsistent. Right. On one hand, they always want to talk about the power in the hands of the people who are closest to the government. But now with this initiative by the president of the United States, that flies in opposition to what the Republican Party has talked about.
But Pennsylvania Republican Ryan Costello, who represents parts of four counties in Philadelphia's western suburbs, says both parties are playing politics with the last election and trying to sow seeds of doubt about the process.
In all fairness, I think the focus by the left on everything Russia is an attempt to undermine the credibility of the election as well. So I think both sides are guilty of trying to undermine the credibility of the institutions in Congress right now. And it's people like me who are trying to do their job and work on issues that don't necessarily get the same level of media attention or constituent focus.
Still, Costello says he's not signing on to Booker's bill to cut off funding for the commission.
Well, I don't think that there were 3 million illegal votes, and I guess if the president wants to set up a commission to look at something, he's free to do it. But I'm certainly not focused on that.
When the commission kicked off its first meeting, its chair and Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach cited 128 cases of alleged voter fraud in his state to justify the effort and attention. It's slated to issue a report next year, which makes it less likely any proposed changes it suggests would be in place in time to affect next year's midterm elections. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.